Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Opal Light Activation. Welcome. We're coming to the end of a very challenging phase energetically, and it has been necessary to push through, to dig deep, and to allow that which has been unseen to be seen. The next phase, which is now arising, will take you on a different journey for a while. The power you have within you is rising, as is the collective consciousness of humanity. Though it may take time to see this rise of power in more obvious day-to-day ways. And so for now, just trust that all is as it should be, and that our collective evolution is in perfect flow. Take a moment just to settle and to breathe into the space that you're now creating for your activation process. Breathe and drop into your heart more deeply than ever before. And as you breathe and you drop into your heart, acknowledge that there are many others who are sharing this journey with you. A journey into a more conscious way of being. A journey into creating a new awakened world for all. With a moment of gratitude from your heart to theirs and from their heart to yours. We create a grid of light, a communication network which brings all together as one. Breathe into this space of oneness. Breathe into sacred union with all. We are one. We're remembering. Breathe and remember. Awaken. Awaken your heart to its truth, its true connected place within this great cosmos. The call to work more deeply is a call from the most compassionate heart. The heart of humanity is crying out to know peace and to live in love. And yet the dramas and agendas are many. And this can be difficult to watch and even more difficult to experience. Some are more sensitive than others. This can be very hard to bear. But we must see all that needs to be seen. And we will experience what we need to experience. And we will rise in power and listen to the truth within. The guidance from a more intuitive heart is growing stronger each and every day. The heart cannot be broken, though sometimes it may feel as if it is. Maybe it's felt as if it has been. Allow that feeling to transform and change. Allow your heart to feel whole and complete within this sacred process of oneness with all. Your heart is so powerful. Your heart knows truth. Your heart may have experienced so much, but it knows in truth how to resonate at a frequency of whole and complete. It can remember. It can recall. It can reactivate. The collective heart of humanity is a collective field of information which holds resonance at different frequencies. Rising now to the higher octaves of this is essential, as this is where the intuitive guidance is strongest. The truth is that as we rise, so we increase our frequency, and as we increase our frequency, so we rise. And so this inevitable awakening of consciousness will occur through rising in power and understanding where we collectively and individually give power away. There's been so much power lost to those who leech the power of others to fuel their agendas. And though this may be clear to some, it's not yet clear to the masses. This mass awakening of human consciousness is a guided process, and there is no shortcut. It will take the time it takes, as time is irrelevant and energetic frequency is everything. Whilst many may wish to hide from the challenges they face, it is the courageous heart which will look into the face of adversity and see that there is nothing that can put humanity back into a place of complete lethargy, unless, of course, we feel as though there is no hope left for humanity. It's this hopelessness which resonates in a way that can draw back energy for a while before propelling it forward into positive action. This fuel may be necessary for some, and so let it be how it is. Welcome it all, judge less, and experience the feeling of release into the unknown without having to see the outcome. Without having to be in control. Feel the power rising within you. Focus on where you get your power from and in what situations or under what conditions you give your power away. Everything is about power now. Who has it, how they use it, and who wants it, and for what reason or purpose. Can be useful to ask yourself why you want to rise in power and assess what you'll do with that power and see where you withhold power and from whom and for what reason. There are many, many power plays playing out, both collectively and personally. And you're part of this power play. And so take time to look at how you use your power currently and sense into any areas where you might like to let go and breathe. See what you can do to create a more potent power grid of energy to support your life now. The grids of power are now fully active, and working with them consciously is the task in hand. This is a new and guided opportunity which we as human beings have never experienced before. We have to learn this, to access the highest possible octaves of resonance, the greatest grids of power, the highest frequency of intuitive guidance, as it's through the access of such grid networks that we will rise. These powerful grids cannot guide you. They're like a network or pathway structure that you can travel and you can learn to travel more easily. But you need to use your own navigation system to show you the way. And that's your increased intuitive awareness. Connecting further to your own greater guiding wisdom and intelligence to help you navigate your way through and around and within these pathways or networks of light. Exciting times ahead. We're only just beginning this evolutionary process. Our potential is huge, so huge. Very, very exciting and fascinating as it opens up and begins to show us a much more connected way of being. As we refresh our database by letting go of all which no longer serves us, what we no longer need, we access greater grids or fields of information through which our journey can then continue, through which we can open our hearts to more, connect more deeply to others. You're about to embark on a whole new phase of this networking through light energy transmission. And receiving the Sacred Gem activations will support you with this work. And this is potent work. The Opal Light activation is purposeful and will help you to connect more fully and more deeply to the compassionate collective heart. But will also give you greater resilience in trusting and knowing that all is in perfect flow, so that you can relax a little bit more and let go. Relax into that sense of knowing without so much self-doubt, without having to question so much, without feeling so uncertain about the future, uncertain about yourself. The Opal Light activation will help you with all of this. It may not work immediately for some, as there can be some interference initially with this particular activation, as it brings with it specific coded information which supports you to get on board with a more purposeful way of being. If this more purposeful way of being is out of alignment with where you are currently, then it will gently, gently encourage you to take the necessary steps, the necessary actions required for you to get on board with your own inner truth. So take your time. Take your time. And let it be gentle. Let it be supportive. The power plays will become clearer, as will the aspects of yourself which have given away power, both personally and on a collective and ancestral level. This new phase is all about making sure you're attuned, aligned, activated, and ready. As the network of grids start to become more collectively active, you will sense the support coming in, which will enable you to traverse this coming stage of our collective evolution, or the coming stages of our collective evolution, more consciously and more courageously and with much more grace. It can be challenging sometimes, I know. It could be a roller coaster sometimes. This activation sequence, the Opal Light activation, is coming in now. And so if you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. You can gently breathe into this space some more. Letting your eyes gently close and your inner ears open. The activation of the Opal Light codes will begin to access your field of energy immediately and will gently, gently work with you over a non-specific time period, bringing you into optimum alignment and offering you the opportunity for a greater personal shift in awareness. The shift in awareness is an ongoing process as you learn to see more clearly and hear more clearly and know more fully and awaken to a whole new way of being. It may be that there are smaller, subtle shifts within the greater shifts. And so be gentle with your beautiful self. There's no need to push. No need to push and pull and berate the delicate sensitivity of all that you have been and all that you're becoming. Like a flower opening its petals, it is the gentle light which invites the petals to open to receive it. You would never pull at those delicate petals to force them to open ahead of time, as all you would then see is the broken petals, torn, rather than the true beauty of the flower absorbing the light in its own way and in its own sacred time. Your awakening journey has its own sacred timing, and you are perfectly aligned. Perfectly aligned. So breathe into that. Breathe. Let go into the light of pure transformation. You are love. You are held, and you are ready. Relax into the space where you are right now and call the opal light activation to you. And see and hear and sense with all your senses. And sense all that you see. And sense with gentle observation. And when you're ready, and when you've received all that you need from this activation for now, you'll find that your eyes naturally open in their own time. And there really is no hurry. So just drop into a deeper space. This is a truly powerful process of activation. And so take time to listen. To listen and receive it as many times as you wish to, or need to, or feel called to, over and over again. And if you believe that you can receive this activation once and that's all that you have to do, then it would definitely be to your advantage to listen and listen again. Until you have taken this message of light, to the very heart of you. This is a message of light to be received by your heart. And as you take it into your heart, so you take it into the very heart of our collective evolution. So rest in the light. Receive the opal light code activation. Let everything you need come to you. And everything you need to know to be known to you. And may everything you feel about yourself be part of a gentle, nurturing experience of sacred union with all. Sentawaya netekeya watana. Inaku wataya netiatina. Itakang intiatawane. Itakawanta itea. Inatania ya. Ianta iti kienta yana. Yanaka niete. Yanayete yanaka. Yataka inte. Yataka inaha. Yeniata yeniata ya. Iniatana. Iniatana yete yataka. Iane yatayana yete yatana yete ya iniene. Yetaka na yata inina yata itiana yeyana. Iniatana yete yana yataka na itiaono. Awa yanaka. Yawahani eteya, yawahana itiana iya, yani ataka itiana. Yani atana ita, Ya na iti ya ni ini ya. Ya na iti ya ta ka ni ini ya na. Ya na ta ni ya na. Ya na ta ka inte. Ya na ta ka iti ya na ya ta ni ya. Ya na ta ka ni te ya ta ka noa ya na ta ya. Ya ta ka na ya ta ya ta kuwa ya na kuwa ta a. Ya tako wa ana taine, ya tako wa ta iantaya, ya tako wa ta itiya, ya netuwa ya tako wa na. Intakaya, itaka anua, ya tako wa ta kuwa ya na ya takiya na. Itaya na wa, ya ta wa haya na wa. Ya wahana tia wahana ya tukua ya ka ata wa ena tai. Ya wanata ka inte. Ya wataka ya na utan. Ya wataka wa ina tua ye. Kuantai. Toko ata no ata ya toko toko takawa ko atako atako we ya ko atako atako wa ko atako wa ka ka toko ka ka dia ko atako wa ko atako wa ko to wa ki ko atako wa ka atako atako wa ka atako wa ya tako ko atako wa ko atako wa ko atako wa ko atako wa ko ko atako kata ko atako kata ka wa ka yo ko ataya na ko ataya atako wa ko ataya na kana ya atako ta ka inti ya na wa na ha wa ni ha ya ta wa ana wa ana wa ha ana wa ya na ono. Ana ta wa na ta iti ya ya yo ono ha yo ona wa. O wa ta wa na sa to ku ta. A wa ta ku wa ta ini. Ana wa. Ana wa ya. Ana wa ha ya wa na ho ta. Awanat, awanataya, awankakinatawa. Utuka watakaya taku watakaka taku wakadiya taku wataya taku wataku tekanaya. Watakaya taku wataka taku wataki taka katakoka. Katika takoka taka takitaka katoku takati. Katika taka katoku taka katika takoda. Ketika deka kotak kedah wadah ketika dah kata kata kau wadah ketika deka kotak. Teku wadah kata 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 kuda ketika deka wa. Teka deka wadah ketika deka wadah nanti. Kata tuka kata kota ketika kata kuka. Ketika kuda ya da waka ketika da kata kata waka kia taka. Kata kuwata kia teku wata ketika awaya. Kata kuwata kaki teku wakata kagada. Kawatakia takuataka kutaka yetikia takawa kata yetikia. Ida yetakia katikia takuatakia nankuwa yetaka taka yodola. Ina watakia takuata inti yatawa yeta wakita kita kuatiana. Kuanti yata yetawa yetaka yetakuata ni yetakaya. Yetaka inti yetaka awa takuata ini yatawa yata yata. Yetakuwa nyaya takayeti yetakuwa takiyeta niyaya. Yetakuwa yanaya takuwa yetiki yetakuwa yanaya. Yetakuwa ta yetakuwa ta na 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 wata yedaya. Yetakuwa yata na to ta yita 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 nuwa. Atuwa yata ni yetakiyeti yata yetakuwa. Yetakuwa ta ana akutihya wa yata yanaya. Yata uti yetakata. Yetakuwa yiti yetaki yata yaya. Yetakowa te yetaka yetakuwa te yetiki te yetayana. ye taku onta. Ye taku itanana. Ye tiki witi atakani ye te kawa. Ye tiki itiki ete awanya niyaha. Ye taku witi antakaye. Ye ti antako ayayen. Ye taku a. Ye ta yiki ete yanawa. Ye te yawa. Ye taku ye ataku andiya. Akawantiyana. Ian ta koe, ta koe an ta, I te ini a ta koe an ta. An te ki an te aia ni a ta kana o an a ta, I te ani a ta si ta koe. A I te an ta I a ta, o I ta I a ta o an ta, I te a tu an ta, I ni a ta koe te ini a te a te awa. An I ta wai, I ta koe ta kani I te ki an aia. I ta koe an ta, I te ki a ta I a ta. Ye ta koe an ta ai an ta koe ye ta koe ta ki an te ye ye an ua ha. Ye ta koe an ta. Ye ta koe an ta I te ana. Ye ta koe an ta I te ki an te awa I an ai. Ye ta koe an ta I te ye ta koe ta ka ye te an awa. Ye ta koe ta ye ye ta koe ye ta koe ta I na ai. Ye ta koe an ta I te ka. Ye ta koe an ta I ya. I ta koe in te ai ana o a ta ki ana I anu a te a. Ai ni a ta. I ni a ta. I ni a ta. Ta tu a te ta lin tau toa la tau tu ta te na tu ta tir te ta no a ta ti ta tu ana. Ti ta ta wa ta I ta wa ta ki a ta kua ta ana ya. Kua ta a ti a ta kua ta I a ta kua ta a a. Kua ta iata kua ta a ike te iawa. Kua ta iata. Kua ta iata kua ta kaka. Ka te kua ta ki. Kua ta ki ente. Kia ta kua iana I e te ki a ta oa e ena ka ata ko uta ki ina e. Ina e. Ina e. So it is, and so it is.